Good morning. Firstly, I want you all to sit up and notice the utter devastation in Odisha. According to news reports, it will take a month for Puri to get proper electricity. People are thronging for generator sets with temperatures set to rise. And for those who can't afford, they will have to be at the mercy of nature and gods as heat kicks in more hard. I know there are far more serious things at play, like the latest Game of Thrones episodes, not only on TV but in the politics of India. But Cyclone Fani is a natural disaster, and the sooner it is addressed as such, the sooner the rehabilitation work can kick in. Amongst all of this, I would like to send a cheer towards Naveen Patnaik, who has been finding ways to bring Odisha on its feet again with some out-of-the-box thinking, like letting locals take the wood off the fallen trees to clear out the road soon. It is 9th May 2019, although it may appear that we are in the 1980s, with Modi travelling back in time to fight against Rajiv Gandhi. In the last phases of elections, all the maryada has been tossed away by all political parties, and now what's left is to be seen is who will stoop the lowest. Will it be BJP, Congress, TMC, RLD or the others? For now, Modi ji has been relentlessly pursuing Rajiv Gandhi's corrupt practices affecting the state of the country in 2019. Prime Minister Modi targeted the former Prime Minister again. At a rally in Delhi yesterday, he said Rajiv Gandhi and family were sent for a vacation on board the Navy's INS Virat, contending that it had compromised national security. While Rahul Gandhi had responded with love and hug, his sister Priyanka Gandhi Vadra had said the Prime Minister, despite his party's nationalistic credentials, had criticized a martyr. The BJP had supported PM Modi's comment, contending that it was on par with calling a sitting Prime Minister chore, which the Congress and other opposition parties were doing. Meanwhile, not to take things sitting down, Congress General Secretary for UP East, Priyanka Gandhi Vadra, at an election rally in Delhi, challenged Prime Minister Modi to contest elections on real issues. She said, "A Delhi girl is openly challenging you. Contest the last two phases on demonetization, GST, women's safety and unfulfilled promises to the youth. Their situation is like those children who don't do their homework and come to school. When their teacher asks them, they say, 'Kya karu? Nehru ji ne parcha le liya, chupa diya. What can I do? Nehru took my work and hid it. What can I do? Indira Gandhi made paper planes out of my homework.'" She said, the Congress General Secretary has held roadshows to campaign for two candidates, including Sheila Dixit, who is contesting from Northeast Delhi, and boxer Vijinder Singh, the Congress candidate from South Delhi. And as for the Prime Minister, Narendra Modi ji in Kurukshetra was playing King Lear, more sinned against than sinning. The merciless demagogue who gave no quarter while calling Rajiv Bhrashtachari number one, less than 4 days ago, was sharing his personal pain at being insulted and lamenting the state of the national discourse. "Bach nahi sakte mere pyar se Narendra Modi ji. No way can Narendra Modi ji escape my love." Rahul had told ABP News and ABP Anand on Tuesday. Less than 24 hours later, Modi chanted Prem, that is love, more than a dozen times, repeatedly telling his audience that Rahul's was a mask of love. "Friends, one Congress leader called me a worm from the gutter, another came to call me Ganguteli, one of their leaders called me a mad dog, another came forward and gave me the title of Bhasmasur. The Congress has one more leader who has the country's foreign minister. He called me a monkey. Another of their leader called me Hitler. Yet another called me an ill-mannered, unworthy son. Not just this, I was called a monkey infected with rabies. I was called a rat, Lahu Purush, merchant of lies. Friends, Congress leaders have called me Ravan, snake, scorpion, a dirty man, even one who sows poison. The one before whom Congress leaders bow called me the merchant of death. This is how they express love. This is their dictionary of love. This is a sample of the shower of love on me. This is chapter number 2. 1 second. I didn't know dictionaries have chapters, but then it's the Prime Minister's dictionary. Love after I became PM. What was said? I was called most stupid PM, a dealer in the blood of Jawans. Words like Gaddafi, Mussolini, Hitler keep coming for me from their dictionary of love. Brothers and sisters, their tall leaders called me mentally sick, a vile man. It has even been said that who my father was is not known. Who my grandfather was is not known. Friends, remember all these gifts are still being given to me. incompetent Nashedi, a despot more cruel than Aurangzeb, illiterate village bumpkin, betrayer, unworthy son, Tughlaq, Natwarlal. All this shower of love, see the shower of love, my Namdar and his friends. They abused my mother, they asked who my father was, and remember, all this was said after I became PM. Don't let your children lay their hands on this Congress dictionary of love. He want people who will circulate this dictionary via WhatsApp. I mean, he did forget Duryodhan, he really did, just like he forgot Jallad and Khuni Mansikta. Priyanka did the wrong thing by calling him Duryodhan. She should have spoken a language different in tone and tenor. Former Bihar Chief Minister Rabri Devi on Wednesday also called Prime Minister Narendra Modi a Jallad, an executioner, and a person with a Khunkhar Mansikta, which is a vicious mindset. Devi, who is the Vice President of the Rashtriya Janata Dal, made the remarks on Twitter, where she alleged that Modi had been behind abduction and murder of many judges and journalists. Meanwhile, if Anupam Kher was getting questions thrown at him while visiting shopkeepers in Chandigarh, it was the question thrown by Smriti Irani that stumped her more than Kherji was shocked at the failure of Accidental Prime Minister, the movie. Union Minister Smriti Irani had some awkward moments during an election rally in Madhya Pradesh yesterday when she asked the crowd if their farm loans were waived. To the leader's dismay, the people responded, yes. While addressing a rally in Ashoknagar, Irani referred to Congress President Rahul Gandhi's poll promise ahead of the assembly elections. She asked the people if Gandhi actually fulfilled his promise and waived off loans. The crowd cheered and shouted, yes, the loans were waived off. And on to international news, where a British teenager has made a remarkable recovery after being the first patient in the world to be given a genetically engineered virus to treat a drug-resistant infection. Meanwhile, voters on Tuesday made Denver the first US city to, in effect, decriminalize psilocybin, the psychoactive substance in magic mushrooms, adding a new chapter to that city's role in shaping wider drug policy. But there is something more magical than magic mushrooms, and that is an underdog story in football. Well, a day after Liverpool beat Barcelona 4-0 to overturn a 3-0 first-leg deficit, Tottenham came back from the dead after Ajax had looked certain to reach their first final for 23 years. Lucas Moura conjured the second Champions League miracle in 24 hours with a last-gasp winner to complete his hat-trick and a 3-2 win to send Tottenham Hotspur past a shattered Ajax Amsterdam into the final on away goals earlier today. Football can be very beautiful and it can be very cruel. You have had to experience that today. This is what Ajax manager Erik ten Hag said. And that is all I have for you for today. Until tomorrow, it is goodbye from Take Apart.com.